some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's thinking of our Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him.
This is depressing.
He quit his job last Friday, made his last paycheck. And Mama, she ain't seen a cent. The cupboards are empty and the phone turned off. Where are we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy in 2 or 3 days. Tommy's pa said they saw him at the track. Daddy laid down that bottle. If you hear my plea, Mommy and me want you back. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's thinking of our Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him.
Quite the song, isn't it, Roberta? Wow.
Yeah. We can maybe play this until tomorrow. Yeah, they finally figured it out. All right, so.
I didn't know if you were just trying to listen or if you were not dialed in, sir.
That's all right. No big deal. It's Christmas. Hello. December the 25th is upon us. 2012.
I couldn't imagine why you were listening to that depressing song about Daddy being at the track.
Yeah, right.
Gambling away your Christmas.
Michael
money.
Has such great taste in music. Michael 40 is at the controls. Richie, we're going to fix his butt later on in the hour, and have no worries about that. Christmas, we're celebrating the Queen of Cheap. Roberta Fasanelli is here, and she has a report for us today.
Yes,
Jennifer.
I do.
Christmas freebies.
On Christmas Day, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so it has to do with food.
Food! Hooray!
Today? Free food somewhere today?
Yep.
Amazing, isn't it? Free food. It's all Chinese, but help yourself to it anyway.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
We're eating with the Schwartzes.
The Schwartzes.
I came up with a new program, Roberta, and I think you'll endorse this, and I think this is great. We're going to do Christian-Jewish buddies, and what's going to happen is every Christian family will be matched with the Jewish family. So on Hanukkah, the Christians can come over and celebrate Hanukkah with the Jewish family.
There you go.
On Christmas, the Jewish people can come over and celebrate Christmas with the Christians.
I like
Doesn't that.
That
sound awesome?
That's a great idea.
Christmas with the Christians. What a concept.
It sounds boring, doesn't it?
Woo!
Let's go to the Christians again this year.
That was like a television
Hanukkah with the Goyim,
program.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Hanukkah with the Goyim or Christmas with the Goyim. At any rate, does anybody even know what the derivation of that term is? 800-510-8255. One of my great friends is on his way to Israel today for a 2-week visit, and I told him, he said to me yesterday, give me 4 things that I can't miss. So I went through, I've been in Israel 4 times, and I'm anything but Jewish. He's very Jewish, and he's looking forward to this. And so I went through the things that I thought were the most important of the experiences that I've had over there. It's just one of the things that's happened, and I don't want to belabor this because it really isn't anything to do with Christmas. There has been a photo that has... have you seen this photo of the Israeli school teacher who has a rifle over her shoulder with a group of her young children? And the IRA, the IRA, the, what I just went out of my mind, the NRA, not the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA has made a big deal out of this. For those of you who haven't been following it, their policy on issuing guns is very restrictive. Armed guards at its school are meant to stop terrorists, and that has nothing to do with disgruntled gunmen. So, there has been a big to-do this week in Israel about the rejection of claims by the gun lobby here that Israel is proof for the gun lobby's philosophy the U.S. needs more weapons, not fewer. This has been a huge issue in Israel since Wayne LaPierre said, look at what they do over in Israel. Mm-hmm. And the Israelis say, sorry, pal, no sale. So it's pretty interesting. It has nothing, again, to do with Christmas, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
What do you mean? Pack is always a part of Christmas.
Right, right. That'll be the next thing. Santa Claus is going to need to carry a gun with him to protect himself from getting somehow or other...
Slay-jacked.
Slay-jacked, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind if Santa actually left me a gun this year.
Really? Mm-hmm. What kind of a gun would you like? This ought to
pink,
be good.
Sparkly.
A pink gun.
Sparkly.
I think a 9mm, don't you think that would suit me well?
Really? Yeah. I don't know that much about how big is a 9mm?
Big enough for me.
Is it? All right. He's one of these.
I'm not even going there.
Can you stick this on a garter or something on your leg?
You know what? You could, maybe. I don't know. You could probably conceal it, but I think don't you have to have a special permit for garter carrying?
There are a lot of people who are in the inspector's line who are very happy to check out where it is you're going to be packing. I think that's probably the truth. All right, Roberta, so Christmas freebies, what do we have coming up in a few minutes here in store for people?
I told you, lots of free food for Christmas.
Free food.
If you haven't eaten enough, here's some free stuff.
I haven't eaten enough yet, but we'll probably get there, unless you ate a lot last night. All right,
for Italians, Christmas Eve, you know, you have to do like the seven fishes and the whole thing.
Really?
Seven fishes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to have, that's the Christmas Eve dinner.
And I really like Italians, usually.
Seven different kinds of fish.
Ew, really?
I hope there aren't any with heads and stuff on them.
Oh.
No,
we fed everybody dumplings.
Yeah. We had like calamari and
so baklava. Last night you had Jennifer describe what went on in her house earlier
dumplings
this morning.
Dumplings and stroganoff. Mm.
All right, so that's what went on at Jennifer's. Dumplings and stroganoff. What did you have at your house?
Well, we had Christmas Eve dinner, which we had baklava.
Yeah.
Baklava is salted codfish, and it's kind of dried.
Yeah.
And then you soak it for, we soak it for about 2-3 days. And that gets all the salt out of it and just makes it nice and plump and moisture, full of moisture. And then we make my dad, it's very traditional in our family, it's a baklava with red tomato sauce and prunes in
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is absolutely delicious.
I bet the toilet's hopping this time of day in your house.
You have that over angel hair pasta. Then you make the baklava, you make it with, as an appetizer, with olive oil and lemon and garlic, lots and lots and lots of garlic. And we all had this at my mother-in-law's. We had calamari rings, and we had mussels.
Really?
And we just ate ourselves into a frenzy.
So all seafood, huh?
All seafood.
Did
all
you do
seafood.
That weird eel thing that you do sometimes?
Well, my dad used to make the eel.
Yes.
And no, my family won't eat it, so I don't make the eel. But the eel is delicious.
The snake of the sea.
You fry them, and then you make them with a vinaigrette sauce, which is absolutely delicious to serve it at room temperature. It's wonderful. And then we came back to the house, and we drank lots and lots of extremely potent rum-punched eggnog.
Really?
And we opened up Christmas gifts.
I tried to serve eggnog last night. No one went for it. We're such a wine crowd.
I have, from the farm store, had pumpkin eggnog.
That's what I have in my refrigerator.
And I had some last night, and it's a great way to soothe whatever ails you and to put you right to sleep. This is the heaviest, thickest stuff.
Was it schnogged with something? Or
No, it was not schnogged with anything. I was by myself.
Schnog doesn't schnog.
No, I stopped at one of the neighbor's houses on my way home last night after I'd finished chopping feed for the animals to have enough so that everybody wouldn't have to work today. And this guy gave me a big bottle of wine, which Meredith assures me was a very nice bottle of wine. I don't know, anything about wines. But the eggnog, when I came home, I had some leftovers and some eggnog. And I'll tell you, in very short order, I was asleep.
You know what I ended up doing with mine? Because no one would take, like, pumpkin eggnog. I had it. I was trying to offer it up to everybody for, around dessert time.
Yeah.
And you know what was really good? Because it got a little intense for me. I dumped some in my coffee. And,
really?
So good.
Ooh. Yeah. Smooth it right out. Yeah, that'd be good. That's super. From Roberta's point of view, the story in Brooklyn today, where there is a lot of... Brooklyn is New York. It's like Queens. It's not Manhattan's not New York. Brooklyn is New York.
Huh?
Queens. Well, you know what I mean. The people from Brooklyn are like different. They're really different. So a Brooklyn fellow, we have a story at DougStefan.com today, keeping busy playing Santa Claus to children who otherwise may not have had much of a Christmas because of Hurricane Sandy. You can check out the story in detail at DougStefan.com. I was talking earlier, Roberta, about this family on Long Island whose house had pretty much been destroyed by Hurricane Sandy, and the family had been working on it nonstop from that point to yesterday when they actually went back into their home. They determined they wanted to be in their home for Christmas. The only people on their street, I think it's Sandy Hook, there's a village called Sandy Hook right on Long Island?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, elementary
school.
That's the elementary school.
Well, what's the name of the...
And there's a Sandy Hook, New Jersey.
Let me see where they are.
You fly in, you actually see the Sandy Hook that butts out into New York Harbor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But all right,
Long Island.
There's a, I'm not sure. It's the point is that
Long Beach was pretty much the same.
Maybe
story.
That was it. Maybe it was Long Beach. Yeah, maybe it was Long Beach.
And
I got Sandy.
The Rockaways and, pretty much got hit pretty hard.
But imagine that, though. They worked on it because the goal was to get back in their house by Christmas, and that's what they did. So there's nothing, I mean, it shows if you have determination to get anything done. Great lesson in that. Roberta checks out our Christmas freebies in a moment here on Good Day. Merry Christmas.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
dump.
It's Roberta Fessa.
All right, Roberta, no exception. Christmas doesn't make any difference. New Year, she's got her deals. Check out the queen of cheap box at DougStefan.com for the new listeners. All right, go through what you have that's exceptional today, Roberta.
Well, after you spend all your money on Christmas gifts, man, you may need some stuff for free. And what better free stuff than free food? So you can go over to Burger King. You can buy one Whopper
Is Burger King open? Burger King's
Absolutely.
Not open today.
Yes, of course Burger King's open today.
McDonald's, they were trying to get the stores open today. I don't think Burger King's open.
Yes, Burger King is open today.
You sure?
I'm absolutely sure Burger King is open today.
All right.
I bet on it that Burger King is open
today.
You
want to bet me a burger?
Bet a burger? I'll bet you my paycheck.
Two burgers
okay,
open, okay, buy one, get one free.
You're on.
So buy one Whopper, get one free. We have the coupon for you. And if you need some free coffee to wake up, actually they're doing this on Christmas and New Year's, Sheetz, S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. Has free coffee on Christmas and New Year's. It's a chain of discount stores and very popular ones. And you go in there, you get your free cup of coffee. And with that, you can also get a free Cinnabon, mini bun, cinnamon roll. All you got to do is go to their Facebook page and like them, and we'll send you a coupon for a free Cinnabon, so free coffee and a cinnamon roll. And if you're still looking for a last-minute gift, just check out the Queen of Cheap. We have a whole bunch of ideas for you at the Queen of Cheap at DougStefan.com.
Really?
And one other idea that's not up on there, check out your local Groupons. Groupons, KGB Deals, Tipper, all of these discount sites. A lot of them have some really good deals that you could just basically print out and give to somebody. So
I'm on the NORAD site. Mm-hmm. We had a visit from the fellow who actually runs the Colorado Springs, not an office, I guess. Well, maybe it is an office. And so I'm looking at where the slaves have been tracked. It's very cool stuff. You go to NORAD. What was it? AskNORAD.com?
I called him last night.
Did you?
Did.
Yeah, I sure did. At the dinner table, after everybody was done, we called, and a very nice gentleman named Colin told us that Santa was in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Ah. 21 after on Good Day.
A beautiful sight we're having tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
DFM.
As I have said many, many times, this does it for me. This is Percy Faith with what I think the story of Christmas is all about. Roberta, you get a kick out of this. I have my Christmas cards that I'm looking at right now, some of the new ones and some of the old ones that I've kept. And I always do this one called This Christmas. And as I got really into it in the last hour, Charlotte started to snore much louder than she normally snores. So
it
Jennifer,
didn't quite, the mood was broken.
Didn't fit with the mood. So Charlotte's now having her breakfast so I can do what is necessary to communicate what I, again, think is the soul, the heart of Christmas, suggesting that you mend a quarrel if you've had one this year. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage young people. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of someone else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh some. Laugh some more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. And speak it still once more. So as you hear this, I'm not taking responsibility for this at all, but it was an anonymous writing that was on the back of a card that was sent to me many years ago. For as many years as I have done a Christmas program, and that's been pretty much, I was saying earlier, Roberta, I can't remember, and I'm sure that over the course of my career, which is now almost 50 years doing this, I have never missed an opportunity to do a Christmas program, or for that matter, be on holidays. This program prides itself of being on the holidays, but Christmas has always been very special to be on the air, and I feel like it's a treat, and it's not, I suppose maybe there's a gift in it for some who are alone, they want some companionship, there are a lot of new people who listen, they're cooking, they're wrapping presents, doing whatever it is that people do on Christmas morning, but there's something that happened this year with the event in Newtown, Connecticut, that got everything derailed.
Yep.
But then, as we sort of came back around, I think, did I say this yesterday or the day before? I may have said it in some context. I felt that there was a feeling about this year that became almost like it was post September 11th, where things calmed down. Do I? Do you know what I mean?
I think everybody took the time to hug their family.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, you know, I mean, right. we're always at such a fast pace. I think something like that always makes you remember to do that.
Right. Exactly. So going through whatever things are in your mind about today, thinking about Christmas, I always get a kick out of people asking whether Christmas Day is really December 25th. And you know how I get off on my toot about that. It wasn't officially Christmas Day until somebody between the years 337 and 352, the Bishop of Rome, mostly, I say somebody, but it was the Bishop of Rome, decided that it was time for all of the pageantry that went with a pagan celebration to be taken over by the Catholics. So
it's your turn now.
Yeah, that's what happened. Originally, Christmas was celebrated on January 6th. Jews, I didn't really...
Well, January 6th is the Epiphany.
Right. That's actually the day that was first. The day of Epiphany is considered Christmas Day to a lot of people still around the world. The Eastern Orthodox look at it that way. But Jesus was born actually on March 29th. And,
how did they figure that?
Well, I guess they went to the stars.
My boyfriend's birthday. Seriously? That was Jesus' birthday?
I thought it was sometime in July.
They were nothing alike, by the way.
No, it was March 29th. Yeah. All right. So anyway, a little history, a little story of Christmas. 28 after on Good Day.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogent Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogent.com. Exogent, changing the way the world takes temperature.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters.
Check.
But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I've gotten from Jewish people this year. I keep this going. Yeah.
Made me a little uncomfortable.
What about you, Roberta?
I think it's hilarious.
I do too. Oh my God. Happy holidays. That's what you say to people who are Jewish, but if you're not Jewish, I think you can still wish a Merry Christmas. So everybody today, hopefully you're doing that. 25 for the hour. It's Tuesday, December 25th, 2012. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer and Roberta. We're going to fix McFadden in a few minutes, although I'm sure that he is up and about. We'll find out what's going on.
Yeah, those kids, he's already up. It's, what, 7:30? Yeah.
Right. 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, depends on where you are. Some people listening in Guam, it's Christmas is pretty much over.
Right.
It's Christmas night there.
Let's forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, I want to go to a tradition of this program on Christmas Day. Actually started in 1897.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. When Francis Church, who was an editorial writer for the New York Sun, which became the New York Post, I believe, Roberta, if I'm not mistaken. It was a tabloid even then. There were tabloids and there were broadsheets. And this, I believe, was the first tabloid. I could be corrected on that, but I think I'm right. Anyway, so the point is the Church got a letter from this girl who wrote what at the time was on a lot of people's minds. Because remember, Christmas did not become a national holiday until 1870. Did you know that? It was centuries.
Really?
Yeah, it was not an official holiday in America until 1870.
But we had been celebrating, obviously. It just wasn't observed.
Right. Well, it was a high church tradition and a whole lot different than it is now. It wasn't, I mean, today, are you kidding? If the people that were around in 1870 were around today, they wouldn't recognize apoplectic when they looked around and saw. The first indoor tree at the White House was 1889. 1923 was the first year of the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. Did you see that on TV? I thought it was really flat this year. And anybody
watched it.
A little bit. Didn't you think it was flat?
That was boring. Absolutely boring.
Yeah, it was really not well done at all. Now, what I always look forward to around Christmas, though, I think it's tonight or tomorrow, they have Christmas at the Kennedy Center when they honor all of the various people who have traditionally done a great deal for culture in our country. Isn't that tonight or tomorrow? Jennifer, you can check that. You're going to do our television report in a few minutes anyway, right?
Sure. Well, that'll be my television report. How's that?
Okay. That'll be good. So anyway, back to the letter. This is a famous and extraordinarily appropriate letter for anyone to absorb. I think that this has always put me in a good place, frankly. The answer to the question, is there a Santa Claus? The letter which prompted all of this starts as follows. I'm an 8-year-old girl. Someone of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus, writes Virginia O'Hanlon, who lived on West 95th Street in New York. What kind of neighborhood is that these days? West 95th Street?
It's a very good neighborhood.
Is that a good neighborhood?
The Upper West Side.
Upper West Side?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so the editor of The Sun wrote this letter back. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of the truth and the whole of knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound. And you know they give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It'd be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable our existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys in New York on Christmas Eve to try to catch Santa. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are that are unseen in our unseeable world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle to see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance. Those can push aside that certain view, that picture, the supernatural beauty, if you will, of glory. Ah, is it all real? Oh, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else more real or abiding. No, Santa Claus, thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of children. So that's the letter that went back to Virginia. I have read that every year for as long as you've been on this program, Roberta. Jennifer has been around. That's one of those things that's sort of a tone setter, if you will. All the other things, silly though they may be, with regard to the tune about all they want for Christmas, is Jews. Oh, God. All right, so anyway, one of the things that will be distracting for a lot of people today, the weather is frightful.
But the fire is so delightful.
It better be.
No place to go.
You know, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I have a dusting. It's snowing outside on the...
it was snowing yesterday, last night here in New York. Yeah. White Christmas.
Oh, so delightful.
It started snowing about the time, it was 4 o'clock-ish when I first put Charlotte out this morning, and there was a little dusting, and now it's coming down. Just a little here and there, nothing serious on the farm. Where I wake up tomorrow morning, there's not likely to be
too much snow
there. There is a strong possibility of serious tornadoes, though, down on the Gulf Coast today.
Yeah.
Sleet and freezing rain across much of the midsection of the country, the southern midsection, Gulf Coast area, a blizzard through Kentucky today. Looks like Oklahoma and Arkansas also have a bit of a problem. Be happy you're not driving, those of you who are in Arkansas. If you're going through the Ozark Mountains, already 10 inches of snow since midnight, and the traveler's warning, can you imagine the hazards of driving through the Ozark Mountains in a 10 or 12-inch snowstorm? I think not. I would stay as far away from that as I
could.
Unless
you have to get to Dollywood, and then you just got to do what you got to do.
I suppose.
Isn't she in the Ozarks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is in the Ozarks. So let's see. East Texas, also a swath of storms today, but most of it is south. I have to fly through Chicago this afternoon, so it doesn't look like I'm looking to see what
you
the story
might
is.
Out.
Wow, look at this. 113-mile-an-hour winds in on the Mississippi coast. Woo! That's no pleasure. All right, so anyway, but hopefully the weather will not dampen your otherwise bright spirits. 16 before the hour on Christmas Day on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedpttfree to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Insight Daily Radio. Did you know that Dr. Seuss's first book was rejected by 23 publishers? That the Titanic had rowing machines in its gym? Or that the tongue is the fastest healing part of the human body? These are a few of the obscure yet amazing facts found in the book series, Uncle John's Bathroom Reader.
That unique book series featuring trivia and short essays on a myriad of subjects with over 15 million books in print is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. We spoke with Editor-in-Chief Gordon Uncle John Javna about the origin of the series and their latest book edition entitled Uncle John's Fully Loaded 25th Anniversary Bathroom Reader.
Uncle John is really a nom de plume, which is a great literary tradition. In our case, the reason we used it is because it's a bathroom pun. I mean, very simple. It is ironic that my brother's name is John, and there was a John at the helm. In fact, over the years, there have been many Johns who've contributed to Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. But the thing about there being an Uncle John is that many readers, we try to make our books feel like they are all written by one person, and that is this character called Uncle John, and it's not fully a creation, because what's in the book is really my aesthetic. And it's something that my brother and I have in common, the same sort of wacky aesthetic. We like the things that are serious, but we also like to have a lot of fun with what we include in the book.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
There was 57 channels and
Hi, it's hot day. Well, I know it's a hot day, but it's a warm, it's a good, you get a warm feeling watching most of what's on television over this 24-hour period, unless,
yes.
I think there's a, isn't there some on Spike, there's a Mad Max marathoner.
No, well, you know, actually some really cool stuff on tonight.
Like
if you have some time to relax, ABC Family has Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, ABC is doing How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I think almost all afternoon and evening. NBC is doing Horton Hears a Who. Try to say that five times fast. So there's some fun stuff if you have the family over and you want to watch TV. You don't have to watch Die Hard or anything too crazy. And to answer your question, Dougie, the Kennedy Center honors are going to air on December 26th, so tomorrow on CBS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be honoring Guy and Led Zeppelin. They're going to be showcased. It's the 35th annual Kennedy Center honors. And it's got a huge, I mean, big star lineup. They've got Dustin Hoffman, Jimmy Kimmel, David Letterman will be introducing some of the tribute bands. Tracy Chapman, Bonnie Raitt, Jeff Beck, Kim Wilson, gosh, just a huge cast of characters. Alec Baldwin will be there, Tina Fey, so it should be fun.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, you seem underwhelmed.
I'm reading Christmas cards.
I noticed that. I heard you actually rip into an envelope as I started my report. Ray Romano will be there. That's a good one. I like Ray Romano. He's funny.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We also can't do a TV report today. Go ahead, back to you in your card reading. No, but
no,
we can't
do
a TV report today without mentioning Jack Klugman.
Right.
Jack Klugman died yesterday.
Yes.
So sad. But you know what? He had a good life. He made it to 90.
90. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really
when
good.
When you consider the cancer and his throat cancer was like 10, 12 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. If you don't know who Jack Klugman was, he was the messy one in The Odd Couple. He was
also
Quincy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Michael, if you looked around, you'd probably find an excerpt. He was on this program a couple of times, including once when we could barely understand.
Well, he lost his voice to throat cancer in the 80s, way back in
the
80s.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, but the cool thing was he trained himself to speak again.
Yeah,
And he passed with his wife and his son by his side. So I guess if you're going to go, that's probably the way to do it.
Now, why do I know his son does something that we would be interested in? And I remember reading something about his son the other day, but I don't remember what it was. Just remember that he'd set out on, of course, and I think it was in the entertainment business, but I'm not sure. That tells you nothing, right? There's 30 seconds of dead, wasted air right there. I remember, but I don't remember. But anyway. So,
they were named Adam and David, if that helps you out at all. Yeah.
I only remember Adam and Eve. I don't remember David. So what do we have? The Kennedy Center is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, the 26th, on CBS. Right. You can check that out.
Okay. All right. So there are things today, though. There will be marathons. Let's see. Channel or...
Didn't I just do this? Oh, no, you were reading your Christmas card.
No, but I was thinking... I actually was
a little snappy, Dougie. Only an hour and a half of sleep.
You're doing all right for only an hour and a half of sleep. Good for you. Congratulations. All right, we get McFadden next year on the Good Day.
Oh, boy.
51 past the hour on the Good Day Christmas program.
It's the happiest season of all.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Christmas, darling, we're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams,
I got McFadden. Christmas, he's going to be answering, Michael, you can try his cell phone.
Yeah, try McFadden, let's get this.
He already he answered for me, he just doesn't like Michael so much.
Right, we saw all of the... The number's there. It's Christmas Day, 54 minutes past the hour. A happy and healthy New Year, certainly. Well, we'll wish that to you on the New Year, because we'll be here on New Year. I'm looking at a nice little Christmas card from Chuck Curry and his daughter, who's become very cute.
Quite the lady.
Very cute.
Poor thing's going to need therapy because Chuck keeps taking her to horror movies, but you know.
Yeah, not so much.
All right, keeping the medical business in order.
All right, so I just want to say, in addition to... Jennifer and to and Roberta and all the people that make all of this happen every day. Bob Kay is another one of these people. And I had a dinner. Meredith and I took him over to the Wayside Inn the other night for dinner with his wife Tony. He's here visiting her. Tony is from this area,
mm-hmm.
And that's how I first met Bob in 1968. We were working together at WBZ, and we've been friends ever since. And now he's my manager of affairs, shall we say, and he and his wife have come for Christmas. They haven't been here for a long time, but her father died a year or so ago, and the mother wanted everybody to come here, and so they did. So we had a nice dinner the other day. So certainly a Merry Christmas to them. It's interesting, and looking at some of the cards that I've gotten, I have my two the most interesting people that were not on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg, that were actually management, the three of them, because I have to give all of them credit. Dominic DiTavio, with whom I will spend some time when we're down in Stevensville. Jewel, who lives in Stevensville, a singer, is going to be a co-host on the program that we do, I think it's the 9th of January, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken. Rob Huntington, who is now the president of Heidelberg, sent me a wonderful message, and so did your friend Jimmy.
Jimmy!
So I wanted to mention the Trojas as well. All right, where's McFadden?
I'm right here.
He answered my call. It was funny. We had Michael call you, and you ignored that
Jennifer
one.
When I called Jennifer calling, I was like, oh, I have to get this.
Merry Christmas, Rich. Are you up and at 'em?
We are up. We've been up since 7 o'clock, and we're still opening presents.
Oh,
it's only an hour.
Second of all, I keep my son from stabbing a box with some scissors. Sean, Give me the scissors. I'll open the box for you. Thank you.
Did Santa come?
All right, so, yeah, what have you gotten? I want to know what Rich McFadden got.
You know what? You guys can actually hear. I'm opening up some presents still. I've gotten, you know, of course,
this is like play-by-play.
Underwear.
It's about time, by the way. Thank goodness.
Hold on, I'm opening. I got an outfit, and look, I got a sweater.
Whoa!
It's a brown sweater that zips at the top, and it's very thin and kind of
really
feel.
Hey, say happy birthday to that hot wife of yours, by the way.
Oh, hold on 1 second, Janet. They want to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Janet.
And Jesus.
Happy birthday. It's not Jesus' birthday. Why do you keep promoting that fake?
Wow, we're so pretty in the background.
Isn't that nice?
We did that to Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Janet. You know, I have to have a different chorus each time, so we have a little different swing there. All right, so you have gone for broke this morning as usual. Well, how is Juliana doing?
Oh, Juliana is very happy playing with her new toys and going around with all the new outfits she got and trying to decide what she's going to wear today.
And she's deciding what she wants to wear.
She'll be lovely any way she goes, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. She got from her grandmother the coolest outfit. So I was like, I want one, but I don't see them making in big sizes, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very nice. Why are you guys doing working? Doug.
This isn't work.
Exactly.
This is not.
Doug.
This is fun. We're here to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy, well, we'll do this Happy New Year next week. Are you going to let Rich come in on New Year's morning, or are you going to keep him away from us again?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, listen to that.
If we have some plans, then he won't be going. No, but he said that he may stop by. So
right. Okay.
You may have him there.
All right. We'll have him. Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for letting him be with me on my birthday.
You're welcome. All right. Take good care.
Have a wonderful time, guys. Yep. Merry Christmas.
You too, Janet.
And you
Christmas.
As well.
I wish you the best.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. What is? You want to listen to this instead? Michael, if you'd have been clever, you would have had that song underneath me so that I could have shown everybody how much on. I was actually on that. I found the pitch myself. And really, I'm very pleased with myself.
You were. It wasn't bad.
In fact.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.